Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. It's April 28th, 2016. It's all the Geek Without the Wait. Good morning, hello, and how are you? We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter. You know us from not having packed for RavenCon yet. What the hell's wrong with us? The folks bringing it to you today. Well, that there across from me, the man willing to tell you a little more about himself, it's Saucy.
Comedy is a kind of hobby of mine.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
In my heart, I know I'm funny.
You're damn right. What happened, yo?
1686, the first of three volumes of Philosophy Naturalist, Never Read the Latin, by Isaac Newton, is published in Latin.
Never read the published. 1910 in England, Claude Graham White becomes the first person to pilot a plane at night.
1922, radio station WOI in Ames, Iowa, becomes the first educational radio station to be licensed in the United States.
1926, the term wave mechanics is coined by nuclear physicist Erwin Schrödinger in a letter to Albert Einstein, who probably stole it.
1986, Russia makes the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, which occurred on April 26, public knowledge.
1991, NASA launches the Space Shuttle Discovery with a crew of seven to perform a Star Wars defense research session.
1995, Universal Pictures releases the science fiction horror film Village of the Damned, directed by John Carpenter.
Not his best. 1998, Next Generation Online reports that sources inside Sony claim that a PlayStation 2 will be based on a single-chip design. They lied.
2001, American multimillionaire Dennis Tito becomes the world's first space tourist when Soyuz TM-32 lifts off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome.
Take a picture, it'll last longer. 2003, Apple Computer launches the iTunes Music Store. Don't like iTunes at all.
2005, Marvel Comics announces the creation of a custom comic book written by Brian Michael Bendis. Those works includes The New Avengers and Ultimate Spider-Man.
2006, NASA launches CloudSat, a weather satellite designed to provide the first 3D views of Earth's cloud in order to understand the relationship between cloud cover and global warming.
2007, almost 2 years after his death, approximately 7 grams of cremation ashes of Canadian actor James Doohan are launched into space as requested in his will. He's best known for his role as Scotty on Star Trek, the original series.
Beam me up. Birthdays?
Elizabeth Rome is 43, Kate on Angel.
Jorge Garcia is 43, Hurley on Lost. He's from Alcatraz and Once Upon a Time.
Steve Blum is 56, Zeb on Star Wars Rebels, and various Transformers on Robots in Disguise.
Mary McDonnell is 64 from Sneakers, Independence Day, Battlestar Galactica, the good one, and Major Crimes.
Jay Leno is 66 from Collision Course, Robots, Ted 2, and he took The Tonight Show.
Yeah, he's a jerk. Paul Guilfoyle is 67 from 3 Men and a Baby, and Captain Brass on CSI.
No longer with us this day, 1874, Sidney Toler took over in Charlie Chan Films when Warner Olin died.
1878, Lionel Barrymore, Don Juan, Scrooge in that very early Christmas carol, Mr. Potter in It's a Wonderful Life.
1911, Lee Falk, writer of The Phantom.
1930, Carolyn Jones from Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Marcia Queen of Diamonds on Batman 66, and Morticia on The Addams Family.
1941, Anne Margaret from The Cincinnati Kid, Tommy and Grumpy Old Men.
And 1949, Bruno Kirby, When Harry Met Sally, City Slickers, and Lieutenant Steve in Good Morning Vietnam, a film that is not on TV tonight. Maybe. Let's find out.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and The Catch.
On CBS, it's a new Big Bang Theory, The Odd Couple, Mom, Two Broke Girls, Rush Hour, because that's still a thing.
Tonight on NBC, new episode of Strong, The Blacklist, and Game of Silence.
Over on Fox, it's new Bones and American Grit, which I keep wanting to say American Girl, but that's not it.
New episode of DC Legends of Tomorrow and the 100 on the CW.
Freeform will be showing Step Up Revolution. I forget which one that is.
60 Days In, new episode on A&E.
Comedy Central, a new episode of Inside Amy Schumer.
River Monsters, chat with Jeremy Wade, new episode on Animal Planet.
Discovery Channel tonight, Naked and Afraid, wait, the pop-up edition. I'm scared.
End of Days on Cinemax.
FX will be showing a new episode of Archer.
The Ed Bassmaster Show on CMT.
On The Simpsons tonight is the one where Mindy flirts with Homer and the one where Bart gets Skinner fired. Ooh.
The White Queen on Encore.
FXM is showing Looper.
Tonight on HBO, Jurassic World.
History Channel with the premiere of Alone.
Tonight on ID, new episode of 48 Hours on ID.
IFC will be showing Scarface.
Dolphins of Shark Bay, new episode on National Geographic.
BBC America, V for Vendetta, followed by a new Orphan Black.
Up in the Air on Showtime.
Spike TV for Guys, a lip-sync battle. It's Joel McHale versus Jim Rash.
Infinitely Polar Bear on Stars.
Don't even know what that means. Sci-Fi Channel with Mummy and Mummy Returns.
Tonight on TCM, Marriage Italian Style.
You better get it if you know what's good for you. But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because when his wife and teenage daughter flee, an abusive man undergoes plastic surgery to assume a new identity and hunt them down. Tonight, Eric Roberts and Tracy Nelson star in A Fatal Obsession.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, not at all, because other people have actually been packing for RavenCon, so good on you. If you're done, why don't you come help us out? That'd be pretty much fantastic, please, the Roman God of Awesomeness. And drop us a note, won't you please, to tell us that we should have gotten started earlier, even though we know that. Send that to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Kick back and relax, and we'll do some packing while you listen to this. Okay, no, we won't.
It was the dawn of the third age of comics, 15 years after the rise of the Comics Code Authority. The Bronze Age was a dream given form. Its goal? To portray superheroes in a way that was socially relevant by tackling real-world issues. It's a catch-all, a place to explore monsters, demons, gunslingers, gods, and superheroes alike. Writers and artists wrapped in house styles of sophisticated realism, creating the stuff of legends. There is no assurance of quality, but it's our last best hope for comic books. This is a retrospective of the true Golden Age. The year is 1970. The name of the podcast, Uncovering the Bronze Age. Tune into our feed for regular content at relativelygeekypodcast.blogspot.com. Also home to the Quarterbin Podcast and the Shortbox Showcase.
Hey guys, it's Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it, my fine geeks. We're gathered here today to talk about all the things you can do with your hands. No, the other way.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring! You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
And that's the kind of thing they'll do today with all the various amounts of insane different titles available today. Let's go over our list of 12 or 20 pages. I forget. Okay, there's not a lot.
I'm going to go back and then I'm going to go forward. I'm a little bit upset that this website did not tell me that Caveman World, Mountains of Oonga Boonga was coming out. I like to say Oonga Boonga, but that's
you
okay.
You do.
Lost Reavers came out for the Wii U.
About damn time. Also, Nintendo for both handheld and console are getting Mini Mario and Friends Amiibo Challenge, an Amiibo-centric spiritual successor to the Mario and Donkey Kong series.
Back in 1995 for the PC.
What happened back in 1995? No, 85 or 95? You should know. You just said it.
95.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I wanted it to be the 80s. PC, Xbox One, Nintendo, Android, Mac. Get the Deer God. A hunter is reincarnated as a deer in this tale of redemption, challenging perspectives. Weren't you looking at like the previews?
I was looking at the trailer because I wanted to see what it was, and it looks really lame.
Deer God.
Xenoblade Chronicles for the Wii U.
PlayStation 4, PC, and Xbox One get Battleborn, a first-person shooter with MOBA-like elements from the developers of Borderlands, if you're into that kind of thing. Either way, pick up a controller and have yourself a damn fine time.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, with in a financial release, Nintendo goes, for our dedicated fans... For a dedicated video game platform business, Nintendo is currently developing a gaming platform codenamed NX with a brand new concept. NX will be launched in March 2017 globally. So in a random stupid press release, Nintendo just announced that next year, not even a year away, the new system is out. Now, they still say that NX is just a code name, and they won't say anything really about it at all, but apparently it's a successor to the 3DS and the current console, which leads a lot of people to think that in this time, the gamepad is going to be your handheld, your portable system, and your home system will also be your travel.
So I always, always love talking about how messed up the video game world and system is in the UK.
Yeah, you do.
I love talking about that because I feel like being a train robber in the Wild West or being a good fella.
Yeah.
The UK is the only place you can do that now. And
okay.
They stole a shipment of Uncharted 4 games. Sony's worldwide studio confirmed the theft on a post on the PlayStation.blog. They're warning people, saying there might be a few spoilers because it hasn't released yet.
Right.
That game's not released yet. Some gamers who pre-ordered Uncharted 4 have apparently received dispatch emails, meaning they will likely have the game to play this week if Sony continues with what they're trying. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to put the game out early.
Right.
So that it can't be ruined for people.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Right.
It's over.
I mean, yeah, but still, this is cool to go ahead and just release the game early.
Sure.
But wow, UK.
Keeping it real, yo. SpaceX plans to send its Dragon spacecraft to Mars, possibly in 2018. CEO Elon Musk, of course, wants to send humans to the Red Planet. They didn't say how many spacecraft it will send, but hinted it would conduct a series of three Dragon missions and it would release more details soon. In a tweet, the company indicated that the capsules would fly on SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket, a bigger version of the Falcon 9, will launch capsules to the planet to test how many land heavy payloads on Mars. If successful, the endeavor would make SpaceX the first private spaceflight company to land a vehicle on another planet. Because the only way we're getting off this rock is if the man can make a dollar.
It pains me to say this, but Pluto is not the only dwarf planet out there.
No, there's other.
There are other ones, and we never really hear about them, you know. There's this one, the Hubble telescope has shown us pictures of a dwarf planet that was discovered in 2005, but we're getting some images of that. It's called Makemake. It was named after the creator god of Easter Island's Rapa Nui people. And it, like I said, it was discovered in 2005. They've detected a moon in orbit around Makemake. I like that name, Makemake. Finding a moon in orbit of Makemake could allow astronomers to study the dwarf planet in much greater detail. This is what did in Pluto, being able to see that it had a moon and calculate the mass of the planet based on the moon. And, you know, maybe Makemake will be a planet, not a dwarf planet, maybe.
Well, that'll make it better than Pluto.
I just kind of want there to be nine. Any fast-paced, like, game show or anything where you're like, how many planets are there? And you have to answer in, like, 3 seconds or less.
Yeah.
I'm going to say nine. I'm going to say nine every time. Why?
Because you don't want
to
learn.
There were nine presidents.
Things change, planets. Man. Things change. A Chinese tourist company says it paid Paramount and its Chinese partner, China Movie Channel, approximately $750,000 for the display of a logo that never appeared in the finished film. Transformers Age of Extinction is being sued for not having enough product placement inside of it. Wulong Cars Tourism is taking them to court for failing to fulfill their obligations. The case was accepted by a court in 2014, but is just now being heard. According to local press, Paramount and the China Movie Channel concede the logo did not make it to the finished film, but said that they took pains to make up for it. Michael Bay directed a short advertisement for their resort and the production team, leaving behind sets and props that could be leveraged as a tourist attraction. The court has not yet reached a verdict, but they had a chance for some big money. It was a huge hit over in China, making $320 million, so I guess we can now officially blame China for bad Transformers movies. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 96.3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Maybe go pick up the app. Have yourself a good time. Go talk about us in the iTunes things, places, Rate us, good or bad, I don't care. Just get people saying something. We need it. You don't want to know how bad I need to make this thing go huge. But we'll talk about that later. Speaking of which, drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com, and we will see you the next time we get together and see each other.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
This is no respectable establishment.
I have no patience for useless things. Seems I found myself on the voyage of the damned.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
Sir, reading the news is one thing, but this stuff you wrote, it's not funny, sir. It's sad.
Sir, I'm begging you. Don't try to do comedy. It's not in your blood.
Hello, Vietnam, and greetings. Soon, the news. Then, Lieutenant Steve. Who's that? It's me, your old pal Frenchie.
Listen, Frenchie, let me ask you something. Do you like good food? Oh, but of course, the French love good food. Well, then I guess that would make you an Edie Gourmet. Oh, Lieutenant Steve. Frenchie, you know, I really shouldn't kid Frenchie because sometimes he stand gets mad at me and he could out hurt me. Lieutenant Steve, let's play some music. Okay, Frenchie, what would you like to hear? Well, I love a good polka as much as the next man. Well, a good polka it is for my good friend, Frenchie. I think some apologies are in order.